much. I mean, we would also like to comment on the whole situation and also explain our interpretation of the rules of procedure and also maybe go into some detail. I mean, what we see, what they originally intended to do, because I think this is also important. We haven't explained this in too much detail in the past 2 days, but we are fully aware that this is a very similar discussion that we had already yesterday and before yesterday and also last year. But I think it's still important to make some of these points and also kind of explain the different interpretation that we have in comparison to the Russian Federation. I think if we start at the very beginning, what we are doing here is we simply confirm the rules of procedure as it is set out in the decisions by the review conference. They are applying mutatis mutandis to our meeting here. So the agenda point that we have under four is to reconfirm them. And I think also the Russian Federation has made this point now here. So what we are doing here is not a reinterpretation or a reconfirmation or a rediscussion. It's just reconfirming. And this to some extent also limits the possibilities that we are having here in what we are doing. The second point, and a little bit also to structure the issue that we are having at hand, I think there are two different issues. First of all, the point that the rules of procedures are not providing enough clarity for the conduct of our meeting. And the second point, and I think it's important to make a certain differentiation here, is that there is a risk of politicization by some of the observers. Coming to point one, we don't think that the rules of procedures, when it comes to observers, are unclear. I think they are very clear. I think there's also one important point to make, is that the formulation that is used on observers is a very similar one when it comes to states who participate as observers, because it's saying in rule one they may participate as observers. And obviously, when the rules of procedures was adopted, nobody thought that there would be a need for more clarity. And I think it's very clear that every observer, if he is a state, should participate in the full scale of the meeting through statements in a formal part and in the whole conduct of the meeting. There's also this discussion that we had if there is an informal or a formal part of the meeting. As we all know, the rules of procedures only know public and private meeting. So there is no idea, even in the rules of procedures, that observers should participate in an informal part of the meeting. This is a quite novel idea, which is not foreseen. So we are also getting into a certain roadblock there. The second or the next point here that I wanted to make is that the Chapter 10 is also very specific about how the observers under Chapter 10 should observe. Many of them have the same rights as the state observers. In the end, there is also no differentiation between them, because there is always the same formulation, which is may participate as observers. When it comes to intergovernmental organizations, it even says may participate in the deliberation. And when it comes to the ICRC, it is even more specific. It even gives a certain value to the views of the ICRC in participating there. So we don't see any unclarity here. It pervades a really clear view that they are here to participate in our deliberations, to enrich our discussions and help us to move forward. This is even more clear, and I'm sorry I'm a little bit long now, but I think it is necessary for everyone to understand where we are. If you look into the history of the CCW in the 1970s, the ICRC and several other NGOs have been instrumental in even creating the CCW. There have been the conferences in Lugano and Lucerne, who are at the very beginning of our convention, and several of the non-original protocols, Protocol 4, 5, would not exist if there would not be the participation of Human Rights Watch or the International Campaign Against Anti-Personnel Mines. So these NGOs have always been a part of our discussion since the very beginning, and with the ICRC even before the convention was even conceived. So it has obviously been the intention of those who have drafted these rules of procedures, and this is even more clear if you compare them to old rules of procedures like the one for the NPT and the BWC, that there is a clear intention in the text, and all lawyers might be happy about this, that these observers should participate actively in our deliberations, as they always have done for many decades. So we don't really see this unclarity or this problem that the Russian Federation sees with Chapter 10. I think it has a very clear idea on how they should participate. The second point that we also made this before is about the politicization. Also here, the rules of procedures are quite useful and powerful. In the end, any kind of politicization that a high contracting party sees by an observer or also by another state can be resolved by point of orders and then through the powers that the presidency is invested with. And it's a very simple procedure as we know it from all other rules of procedures in other conventions. You make a point of order, there is a decision by the chair, this can be brought back to the floor again, and the rules of procedures foresee a procedure for this kind of situation. If there is a fear that this might happen anyway, the preventive action is, in our view at least, too far-reaching and extensive. In the end, every single case should be handled differently. We cannot expect and foresee what in the future observers will do here in the room. Obviously, the Russian Federation has a very strong suspicion from the experience from last year and before, as they have pointed out. But even if it is very likely that something like this will happen, we have to treat every observer in its own right, be they intergovernmental organizations, be they NGOs, be it the ICRC, and treat it in the situation when it occurs, in the circumstances when it occurs, and in its very own right, under the rules of procedures as they have been foreseen since the very beginning. And I'm sorry for being so long.